Blog Talk Radio.
Of your never-ending journey of existence. They are the milestones of inspiration along the way. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Belvaspitar World Radio. We are your hosts. I'm Denise, and welcome to our beautiful sister, Malou. Hello, Malou.
Hello, Denise.
And we are a little delighted to be here with everyone tonight, and we have some, we feel, good information to share. But we're also a little bit sad that this is our last Belvaspitar radio show. And yes. We've had, it's been such a joy and pleasure and wonderful experience. And just want to say, Malou, you've been amazing. And
oh, thank you. And you have too, Denise.
Oh.
Incredible.
Thank you. And of course, you know, we love the angels and we're so grateful to our beloved Almeen and actually to Jan, who, you know, invited us to participate in the Belvaspitar show. So, and of course, to all our listeners, because let's face it, without you, our wonderful listeners, loyal every week, who have tuned in, we wouldn't even have the show. So we're incredibly grateful to have been able to share this wonderful adventure. So moving on, though, we are pre-recording this, Malou and I, on the day before the Day Out of Time. Malou, you want to share a little bit about our Day Out of Time for?
Yes. The Day Out of Time is like a day in sort of like timelessness. It's sort of out of time. It's not a part of the linear time that most people are experiencing. So it's actually like it's a parallel reality, or as I remember Almeen has explained it, it's like there's actually 2 days. Okay, let me get this. Let me get this right. It's a chance for us.
Significant, okay. Right?
It's very significant because it gives us a chance to really create new possibilities and new. I'm sorry, I can't find the words now.
Yeah, it's a great time, as you said, not to be in linear time, to be in timelessness, to be in more our beingness. Rather than
yes.
Doing.
I was just thinking what the Day Out of Time really was.
Yes.
You know, remember she gave us an image that I remember that I could share with people. It's like if you have a line of soldiers, and these represent the days, And then one of them steps back, you know, take one step back. When you look at it from the front, they're all still there. I mean, you can see all the soldiers, right? But if you look at it from the side, you can see two rows of soldiers all of a sudden.
Wow.
So it's not that the day has disappeared, it's just a step back a little bit. And this creates like a double kind of like a parallel reality.
Yeah.
So that's the, it was just to share, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
So there's really 2 days going on. It's like you can, I've heard people experiencing things happening in their, you know, in their day. And then the next day they will see the same thing, the exact same thing. It's because it's already there. It's already been there. That day's already been there. So, but I don't think this is, you know, too common. But you're right. It's a day where we, you know, we would greatly benefit from being in beingness and try not to talk too much and, you know, meditate and visualize, you know, what we would like to see happen. You know, it's a good day for manifesting your desires and your intentions, you know, set out your heart's intentions of what you would like to create.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because there is a message from Almeen to our life family that she has shared on the diary. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, which I'm sure by the time this show airs, everybody will have read it. But Almeen says it's a time for us to stand together and to put an end to the global drought that is such a problem on every continent. In our lives, anger is used to push down terror and despair, and this causes less rain and more heat. And we also use excess activity to avoid having to look at it. So she's asked us to find the areas of hidden despair and to have the courage to change them through perception.
Mm-hmm.
She says our reality is the dream, and we are the lucid dreamers, and we can powerfully affect it by changing ourselves. In this thought, the feeling that we are at the mercy of the environment melts away. We are the one and we are the many. Let feelings of abandonment dissolve in the knowledge that we are the abundant life that dwells in all things, and that we can never be alone. Isn't that powerful?
Very powerful. Oh, yeah. So there is some cosmic things going on.
Yeah.
where she really would like us to work especially on this tomorrow.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Sorry, I was just going to add. So Almeen is also recommending working with the fragrance alchemy oil, the oud or blend of the gods, if you have that. You know, if you have people in your environment maybe who don't like wearing the oils, you can always apply it to the soles of the feet, or put it on the feet at night time when you're going to bed. And it just helps to assist with managing symptoms of despair, hopelessness, depression. And of course, you know, work with clearing the 12 meridians is also very, very helpful. Now, we wanted to share, though, we have a beautiful protocol with the Bhavasvata angels who wanted to have their input today on the show. So Malu and I are going to share that protocol, and we'll do it by proxy for everyone, for all life, for all the cosmos. But before we, you know, dive into that, Malu, I think you have an exciting event coming up. Would you like to share with our listeners your project?
Yes, Mark Piker, whom you probably know, and I, we are going to host a series of webinars that we call Heaven on Earth, A Vehicle of Healing and Effortless Manifestation. And I'm so excited about it because it's sort of a new way of coming together. It's sort of a little bit interactive because people can ask questions. And so we're going to share, we're going to discuss something, you know, we're going to share information, but also answer questions. And we're going to create this, you know, this sacred field of hope, you know, of intent to help people manifest their heart's desires. And then we're going to do some, you know, healing as well. Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And the first webinar is on Thursday next week. Wednesday, the 19th of August. So, and people can check it out on Facebook if you look up Heaven on Earth. Yeah, and you can read more about it.
So you have you created a Facebook page for the Malou?
No, we've created an event.
An event, okay.
An event, yeah. So you can participate in the event, but if you would like to, you know, have some information in the event, and you can participate by writing to either me or Mark.
That's wonderful. It feels really good. I love the name Heaven and Earth.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, yes.
It's a different theme every time. And this next week's theme, or August theme, in fact, because we can do this once a month, is the plan.
Yeah.
Is the next theme is The World Talks to You. You know, and we're going to talk about how, you know, how everything constantly communicates with us and how we can better perceive and understand the messages coming from all life, you know, symbols and in the dream states and in, you know, nature, everything.
Yeah. You're talking my language, Malou. Oh, I love it. It feels very magical.
I hope it will be. I'm really excited about it. I think we're going to create a wonderful, you know, alchemy, you know, with all the people that are going to be there, and, you know, it feels very powerful.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like a wonderful community. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So it starts on Wednesday, August 19th. And what time?
Well, it sort of depends on where you're at. But in America, it's like 2 p.m. EST.
Okay. And are they recorded? We say...
Yes.
If somebody is working, then can they check in at a later time listen?
Yes, all webinars will be recorded, and so the video replay will automatically be made available for all participants.
Okay.
And so we work in sort of in timelessness.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're not, you know, available at that time, you know, you can listen in.
Great.
Connect. Yeah. So it will feel like if you were attending live, yeah. The energy, you know, will be encoded in the event.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I'm delighted. And so anybody has questions, can they, if they're not on Facebook, Malou, can they, is there an email for you or Mark? Or?
There's an email for both of us. And my email is Malou, M-A-L-U-E. @ divinegateways.dk. And so they're very welcome to write. And Mark's email is pikermark@gmail.com.
And we've had Mark on the show, so I'm sure
many
of our listeners they can go back and listen to that. He's wonderful, great, you know, very well. I think Almin has given him the title of Mr. Encyclopedia.
Yes.
For her work,
he's very knowledgeable in Almin's work. He remembers everything. You wouldn't believe it.
Great sense of humor. He has a good sense of humor, right? So I'm sure it will be fun as well. Bring the fairies in there and your magical essence. I'm sure it will be an amazing webinar to be a part of. So thank you, Malou, for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Okay, so should we?
Should we start with?
Start with Start the. Do a
talk a bit about the meridians.
Yeah, please. That sounds amazing.
No, I was asking if you
would. I know we have shared previously information on the meridians, but I don't know about you, but I really felt this week to concentrate on I think it's a lot to do with the runes as well. In clearing the meridians of the negative emotions, it's very powerful. So I've been working with that a lot this week, actually. I love the fragrance. Alchemy oils are incredibly powerful. But the one in particular that was calling to me today was the one for the thyroid meridian, which clears hopelessness, depression, despair, and suicide. And I know just from, from my work and from talking to other Belvaswacha practitioners, all of these particular four distorted emotions seem very prevalent among humanity right now. I always tell people I live a life of miracles, but I live like if there's something in my environment, I change it within myself and it changes without. And, I see the miracles that unfold from that. So I really did. It's not that I just believe it. It's like I live that. They're all amazing, incredible. I was talking to my niece yesterday and she just got her exam results and she was disappointed. So, I start clearing disappointment within myself. The next thing, she's fine. She's like seeing things from a totally different perspective and, the opportunities she has. And it's like, okay. And I didn't even say anything,
Yes, yeah. You just saw the result or the effect right away.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But you also told me that, these, both synchronicities, but also, immediate manifestation sort of is more, it's more prevalent now after you've been initiated into the runes. It's like everything is more, has sped up, right?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
And it seems like it's more powerful when you actually do the inner work.
Yeah.
So I have this feeling too that they sort of support all the other modalities and all the tools that we have. They become more powerful when you work with the runes as well.
And Malu, I think you're right. It almost feels like it's a culmination of everything we've done so far, but it's like it does feel like our next step. This is our next step, but for me personally, I find working with the runes now and after being initiated, it completely changed me in how I see life and how I interact with life. I definitely, I'd say the runes has a lot to, major changes. And actually, because I'm so grateful we have the opportunity to offer the rune initiations here in October in Canada.
Yes.
And I've been, as part of helping to promote the event, I've been getting testimonials from some of the grandmasters that attended in Ohio, and honestly, it's like almost every one of them has said like how much their life has changed, and you know, it's just more graceful, right?
Did you see that we're actually also going to have an event in Europe in October?
I did see that. So,
on the 16th to 18th of October?
Yes.
It will be in Belgium, in Genk, I suppose. I'm not exactly sure they have the exact location yet, but it will definitely be in Belgium.
Yeah.
And I suspect it will be in Genk. So I'm really excited about that, and Bukir will be there to teach and do the initiations.
That's amazing,
isn't it?
Yeah. So are you going to be there, Malou?
Oh yes.
Of course.
Yes, I have to.
Yeah. Well, truly, I highly recommend it.
I look so much forward to it. Oh my goodness. I also look for, you know what, I also really look forward to seeing everyone again, you know, our light family, you know, our sisters and brothers, you know, I haven't seen them for so long.
Yeah.
That's just a big part of it, you know, going to retreats or events like this. So I'm really excited about that too.
And, you know, actually, that was another comment from a lot of our light family that went to Ohio. The same thing. It's just the alchemy among the group and seeing, you know, people that you know and you love and you haven't seen them since the last retreat, and to get together, it really is something else. You know,
it is. It is. Like, you just feel so at home.
That's exactly it.
Yes.
Yeah. You just feel so at home and so connected, and you know, it's that one heart, one mind, and you just, I don't know, you're safe to just be you, and yeah.
Yes. It's amazing. It really is very special.
Oh, it really is. I know. I love that part too.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
But the thyroid meridian.
Yes.
The thyroid meridian is sort of, it deals with the whole body, more or less, because it has to do with blood pressure and with all the different functions in the body. So I think you can say that the thyroid meridian, if you work on that one, you sort of, I mean, have... Mm-hmm. Not things covered, but I mean, it's definitely, it works with many, many systems in the body and many different organs and things.
Yeah, and it's a big one for sure.
It's a very big one. It's also what they call the triple warmer. Maybe some people know it as the triple warmer meridian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same one. So I can definitely, recognize the thing with the... Not so much depression, but hopelessness.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes that just creeps in.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been important not to look too much at it because, I don't know, I can turn it around much quicker now than I could before. Mm-hmm. I think something has happened the last couple of years cosmically we don't have as far to go anymore regarding these negative emotions as we used to.
Yeah.
So because I remember at a retreat a few years ago, in a private retreat, in fact, Almin said, you know, don't go in there because the pit is so deep. You know, it's not, we're not going to, we can't work on what we're here to work on.
Right.
There. And this sort of, I have this now, you know, okay, don't go there. Yeah. But I have it sometimes, you know, just creeps in and say, oh, what's the use, you know? We're working and, you know, and we're not seeing the major changes still that, you know, we want to see.
Yeah.
So, but this is because we do not have, you know, that perspective where we can see all that is in fact going on.
Right.
And all the changes that are happening because they're out of sight. You know, we can't perceive all the things that are happening in the cosmos. And all the good things that come from, you know, from our work. So So sometimes I just remind myself and others, in fact, you know, to pat myself or others,
yeah,
you know, on the shoulder for doing all this work, because it does matter and it does help. And, you know, we evolve all the time, even though it feels like we're in complete
yeah.
stagnation,
yeah.
you know.
And to trust that, you know,
yeah.
even though I don't see the whole picture right now, I just trust that the infinite knows what it's doing, and, you know, it's a moment, it will pass.
Yeah.
It, yeah. And then go do something fun, you know, go out
yeah.
and hug a tree or
yeah.
roll in the grass with your puppy or your cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I agree, Malou. I think, yeah, I would have to say it is much easier now to shift those negative emotions than we say even, you know, 5 years ago for me. I think it's definitely much like I kind of do not give myself credit for that, but I just hit me that I should. You're right. It's give ourselves a little tap on the back and acknowledge, look
yeah.
how much I've grown. Like, you know, something happens, like, you know, something we say comes up, and, you know, before I would be like devastated and, you know, take me months to clear it, where now it's like, you know, oh, I get the insight, and it's, you shift it, right?
Yes, yes.
But I find,
yeah.
you know, just even to remember offering love, praise, and gratitude for everything. It, like, it really, love will shift anything in a moment. Even if someone is standing there screaming their head off at you because, you know, you can't give them what they want. Yeah, it just told a space of love, or, you know, what we talked about in our last show, the field of hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, it's amazing that we can do that.
Yes.
Not. But thankfully, we do have lots of help available to us. We have lots
yes.
of assistance from our amazing friends, the Angels Above Hospital, who we love and adore and are so happy to work with.
Yeah.
So, do you think, Malou, we are ready to call upon these beautiful beings?
Yeah. I was just going to mention one thing really quick.
Yeah.
About the meridians. There are 12, you know, ordinary meridians and the 8 extraordinary meridians. And for each meridian that you clear, there's a specific time. There's a 2-hour window where it's most optimal.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, necessary, right? So, and for this one, the thyroid meridian, it's 9 to 11 p.m., which it is there in Denmark, in fact.
So it's perfect.
Yeah. It's pretty perfect. Yeah.
yeah.
So, and the point where you would treat yourself or a client is on the wrist, on top of the wrist. Yeah.
Yeah, the top. Yeah, the top. Not underneath. Like
not underneath, but on top of the wrist. Yeah. So we use oud oil for this.
Yeah. And can you share a little bit about, like, the negative, positive, neutral?
Oh, yeah. There are 3 sort of aspects to each feeling or to each emotion. There's a negative aspect and neutral and positive, like you said. And the negative aspect is where you have suppressed it. So the hopelessness is where you have suppressed it. And the negative, or sorry, the neutral aspect would be if it's blocked or sort of in stagnation, so it's not suppressed, it's not expressed either, it's sort of stagnated. And the positive aspect of it is that you actually express it, or maybe too much express it.
Yeah.
So depending on, you know, the symptoms in the client's life or in your own life, you know, how does it show in your life? You can choose what point to work with. You know, if you do the meridian clearing, for example, with the full kit, oil kit. But I always, you know, do it on both sides.
Yeah, you know. Me too. I do. I always do both too, just to balance.
Yes, and just to be on the safe side, because it's not always easy to sort of determine, I think, you know, if an emotion is suppressed or blocked or expressed.
Yeah. And then you just massage the oil lightly. Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, intense, just a little, because it's the alchemy actually that's creating the doing the clearing.
Yes.
So just lightly on the acupuncture or acupressure points.
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So
we feel to do a clearing, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And with the angels?
With the angels. And yeah, mm-hmm. This is from Kriyanash Balvaspitar, which is actually not yet released, but one day we live in hope that it will be fully released for, you know, clear all these amazing meridians. Okay. And this Balvaspitar is the one where we use the sigil for trust. Like, we use love, praise, gratitude, and trust at the end.
Mm.
And it says, actually, it's only in this protocol that we use the trust sigil, which is good to know.
Yeah.
All right. So, Malu,
Balvaspitar for the soul, right? This is actually what it's also called.
Yeah.
Yeah, we clear the distortions and the traumas from the soul.
So, would you like to start, Malu?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm calling in the angel. Shebarech Elesat Urasvatek. And I draw the sigil. Of Shavish Hersa Rasva Mitotek. And this is the master sigil. Would you like to strike with the,
okay,
the other sigil?
So we call in the first angel, Ubrit Aranas. We ask that the sigil Keranat Vestra be placed now over each person listening. To clear the thyroid meridian. We call the angel Arkadnat Blivaset. We ask, angel, that you place your sigil Kesavet Horura Hasvi into each one of our listeners. We call the angel Meknatur Klusat. We ask, angel, that you place your sigil Rodovic Brisetva into each person listening. We call the angel Sakvi Prihatur. We ask, angel, that you place your sigil Rava Virispa Aranuk into each of our listeners now. You want to continue, Malu?
I'm sorry, something went wrong here. I'm back.
Okay.
Back. We call the angel Skri Hunet Arikta. And ask him to place the sigil. Unes Fravit Harista into all our listeners. Call the angel Kelshparut Niseta. Ask that he place the sigil of Rizemet Araktu to clear the thyroid meridian of our listeners. We call in the angel Miselvi Prihatva. Ask that he places the sigil Ruruk Sevatu Arak to everyone who listens in tonight. We call the angel Mersipa Arisva. Sigil Arsak Hereshva into all of our listeners. Would you like to continue?
Sure. We call the angel Rex Denevek Kalesta. We ask that the sigil Nenesuk Klubasut be placed now into everyone listening in. We call the angel Nanklasut Hushtabah. We ask angel for you to place your sigil, Mikberud Suheresvi. Angel Salegnut Clovis Brahur. We ask that you place the sigil Rukva Adaspahur into everyone listening tonight. We call the angel Plesbarug Svelha Angel. We ask that you place the sigil Sarexut Kevanes into everyone listening now, that the thyroid meridian may be cleared of all distorted emotions. You want to close, Malu?
Yes. So we will close this session with the sigil for love. Neresh Uspata for praise. Blavid Rekfatu for gratitude. Nusarat Upesvi and for trust. I don't have the infant's name for trust, I'm sorry. Wow.
Thank you, Malou.
Thank you, Denise. That was beautiful.
That was amazing. Wow. So we invite our listeners to just remain in a relaxed, beautiful space with the angels. And we're just going to play some beautiful elixirs from Almain. And we will say good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Denise.
Good night, Malou. Thank you.
And thank you.